What's going on, people? This is Brandon, and this is The Real Deal. All right. I wanted to go ahead and start this podcast off, my series off with a video. So basically, you could tell whether you may like me or you may not like me, or you disagree or whatever the case may be. But the first thing we're going to talk about in this are genders. And I know that's a big topic right now. Lots of different feelings going on with that. But, you know, this is obviously just how I view it. And it's understandable that people are going to disagree or view it differently. And that's fine. Why is that fine? Because we're all different. We don't have to agree about everything. You know, we can disagree on one thing, but I bet we have 100 other things that we have in common, you know? So I've just come to a point where I don't look at people as gender, you know? That's not saying do I not acknowledge that there's male or female or whatever. It's just, I don't see it. You know, I see people. You know, I have a son and I have a daughter. And when it comes to my little boy or boys in general or men in general, you always hear, you know, tough. That's one thing you always hear. You're a big boy though, aren't you? And you get hurt. Oh, you're okay. You know, wipe it off. You'll be fine. You know, from the time that they're small or we're small, we're groomed already not to feel in some way, shape, or form, not to feel. You know, also when you want to speak up and say something, stop being a little girl. You sound like a girl. You know, what the hell is wrong with a girl? We all love girls. We love women. You know, we love them for a reason. You know, but not for the right reasons. Because as a man, or not for certain reasons, because as a man, you shouldn't sound like a little girl. You shouldn't sound like a woman. You know, and women are like that too. Like, I want a manly man, or I want a, you know, a badass. You know, well, I don't understand what that means, to be honest with you, because it's like you have to be this way or you have to be this way, you know, one or the other. And in my opinion, when you start hearing that as a kid, it's already developing into something that's unhealthy. You know, I don't understand why we just can't accept and realize that people can be who they are and we can support them from a young age into being that person. You know, there's not a rule against being a badass and in touch with who you are and what you feel when shit happens to you. You know, what is a badass anyways? You know, is it being strong? Is it being tough? I mean, badass comes in many forms, if you ask me, you know. I mean, fighting in the UFC, that's tough. I think that's pretty cool. That's badass. But I also think that an astronaut is badass. And I think someone who invents these things that change the world is badass, like Microsoft or SpaceX or people that are doing discoveries in science. That's badass too. So there's all kinds of different badass. Being tough or strong doesn't make you a man. Inner peace does. Inner peace when you can say, I know exactly what my feelings are. This is how I handle them. And this is how I carry myself. It doesn't matter how someone else views you, especially the negativity. Now, to the other side of it, I also, like I said, I have a daughter. And she likes hockey, football, wrestling, video games, dance, gymnastics, space, science. She wants to dabble in all of that. And I think it's great. It's exciting. Do you think I tell her that little girls can't wrestle or play football or hockey? You know, you're wasting your time because when you get older, there's not an occupation for that's going to matter. You know, professional football players are all men. They're mostly people who fight or are wrestlers are men. I mean, granted, there are women in the UFC now. But I mean, it doesn't matter because of course not. I don't tell her that. I also don't tell her that she has to be a little princess that's in a tower waiting for a prince or a king to save her from this whole world and this life. You know, I absolutely do not tell her that. Instead, I fill her up with positivity. I tell her she's a goddess, that she is not a half, she's a whole, that she can do anything and everything she wants in this life, regardless if she is quote unquote allowed to or not. My kids are just full of positivity, creativity, magic, and with nothing standing in their way. Is that setting them up for failure? Like they're not ready for the real world? I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I think that's the problem, is that people think that they have all the answers. But the fact of the matter is, we don't know shit. We don't have all the answers, you know? But I do know that the world changes. And the world wouldn't change unless you had people who were taught that you can do anything and everything, and you only have one life. And that little dash in the middle of your birth and your death is where you make it happen. So I'm just telling you guys out there, men, women, whatever, be relentless and achieve regardless of what rules and what you're told to do. Be who you are. Be who you're supposed to be. Be unapologetically you. Thank you guys for listening to that segment of The Real Deal. I appreciate you tuning in. And I also want you to remember that you can achieve anything in your mind, anything at all. Make a plan, set your goals, succeed, achieve. Do it over and over and over. Life is too short not to. Have a good day. Peace out.